Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. When a letter that was never meant to be seen by anyone other than its author draws anxious high school senior Evan Hansen into a family's grief over the loss of their son, he's given the chance of a lifetime to belong.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
The stage musical Dear Evan Hansen was nominated for 9 Tony Awards in 2017 and won 6, including Best New Musical.
Well, let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand.
The popular and moving show continues to run on Broadway. The national tour began just last week in Denver, Colorado, and today Little Brown has published a novelization of the story of inclusion, perspective, family, young romance, and viral content. Benj Pasek and Justin Paul are the songwriting team behind Dear Evan Hansen. They also wrote the songs and lyrics for A Christmas Story, the musical, and the films La La Land and The Greatest Showman. Playwright Steven Levinson wrote the book for Dear Evan Hansen. His latest play, Days of Rage, begins previews off Broadway at Second Stage tonight. Levinson, Pasek, and Paul have entrusted musician and writer Val Emick to pen the novel. Val, Steven, Benj, and Justin, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks for having us.
It's
absolutely my pleasure. I'm a big fan of all of the work represented by the four of you. Let's begin at the beginning, well, the beginning of the novel. Whose idea was it to create a novelization of the story of Dear Evan Hansen?
This is Benj. When we began working on the musical of Dear Evan Hansen, we didn't know whether audiences would really respond to the characters in the kind of emotional way that they ended up responding to Evan and his relationship with his mom and finding elements of themselves in these characters. And they became really attached. And as the show then went to Broadway, we found that so many people who hadn't even seen the musical but had maybe read about it or had listened to the cast album began to really attach themselves to the story and find elements of themselves in these characters. And when trying to figure out how to give these characters to the world in a bigger way, we thought that a novel would be a natural extension of that. And it was really exciting for us to think, how could we deepen the story and how could we take this world and share it with more people?
And when does Val enter the creation?
This is Justin. After we had settled on a publisher, we set about sort of thinking about who would come alongside us and then really run with the story and sort of do the incredible and incredibly difficult work of taking this show and this musical and adapting it into a novel. And it was really, we had our own little internal audition process of getting to know authors through their work and reading people. And we very quickly sort of zeroed in on Val and his work. And there was something tonally that felt so kindred with our show and the voice that we had been trying to find for the musical. And we met up and talked, and you know, we had a wonderful time just getting to know each other and felt like we were of the same cut from the same cloth and looked at some of these issues and looked at the world the same way. And you know, Val sort of reluctantly, you know, sort of said like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but yes, I'll do this, even though he knew it was going to be such a hard task. And God bless him, because he was walking into a scenario where we had lived with characters for years and years, characters we had created, shaped, cut, put back in, you know, material that had been generated over years where we had learned what works, what doesn't work. And Val, you know, sort of stepped into the fire in that way of coming into the world of Evan Hansen and taking the characters and running with them and then having a beautiful back and forth with us the whole way to create the novel.
Val, tell me that story from your side.
It all started with a photo, and we realized we couldn't be a boy band, so we should just write a book.
Exactly. But I mean, any managers, agents listening,
yeah.
I mean,
the future is wide open.
Yeah. I don't think it's established that you couldn't be a boy band.
It's not expressly.
It's close to what Justin just described, with more, a little bit more internal panic on my end. I read the play before seeing it, and I thought immediately, this like works just as a story on the page. It felt just really realized, and then I saw the show and felt, wow, like this is a even, it just became a more complex experience with the visuals and the music and the acting. And then I met the guys and it felt really natural, but I made a bunch of proclamations about what I could do with a book. And then when I actually got offered the job, I was like, I don't know that I can do any of that. I also felt the pressure of the audience, really, just know, like I sensed sitting in that audience myself that this was just, it had this thing about it that it was more than just a show, but like a movement almost, like a phenomenon. And it was hard to ignore that, which just added pressure. Luckily, like Benj and Justin mentioned, they, all three of them have lived with this story so long that, well, first they kindly sent me, you know, to play. And then when I reported back to them, they said, okay, some of that's good, but we've learned these lessons and we're going to help you get back on track. And it was unorthodox way to write a book, but I think it's fine.
You know, it's so funny listening to Val talk about it, because it's an unorthodox way to write a book, but it's very similar to writing a musical.
Yes, very much so.
Stephen, could you expand on that, please?
Well, just in the way that, you know, that's how we wrote this musical. It was basically, you know, Benj and Justin and I had a lot of long conversations and discussions.
Characters by committee, plot by committee.
Yes. Well, and you come up with ideas together, and then, you know, I went off and wrote scenes and they went off and wrote music, and then we kind of share work, and, you know, it's this strange process of pushing and pulling, because, you know, you're trying to meld different people's visions into one thing. So there's a constant editing and, you know, oh, what you did kind of changes what I wanted to do. So now I'm going to change the scene, but then that changes the song. And then there are all of these ripple effects, which is partly why it takes so long to make a musical, because it just, you know, it requires that kind of sustained concentration and collaboration.
There's one big difference, though. This is Val, in that there was no musical until you guys created it. In this case, there was a musical that you know, so you had to like match that.
Yes, and this is Stephen, and I think that bit makes it easier in some ways,
it
and
does.
A lot harder.
It
in
does.
Other ways.
It was easier in some ways, definitely.
And then there just is a tremendous amount of pressure, because, like we said, it's more of a movement than just a not that there's just a play, but you know what I mean.
There's just narrative limitations, you know, in the musical. You get to hear from, you know, Evan's mom from her own mouth what she's feeling about raising a kid, and the same thing from Connor's parents, the Murphys. In the book, because you're hearing it mainly from Evan's perspective, you have to find new ways to kind of get the feeling of, you know, these other major characters in the musical.
As you built the musical, there was, of course, as there always is, some things get cut, things change up until the show is frozen before it opens, and even between a run, say in DC or at Arena, before it comes to Broadway, it changes, and you granted access to some of that material for writing of the novel. Tell me about how that's decided, how that kind of stuff comes back for this project.
This is Justin. Well, you know, it's really just that the necessary economy of a stage show is just that, you know, you have to be incredibly intentional with what is taking up that real estate. And every line counts, every bit of dialogue counts, every line of a song counts. Even though you want to have room to explore emotionally in a musical, you still have to sort of have that airtight feeling that the story is always pushing forward. We can't sit and sort of ruminate and contemplate the way that you can in a novel in such an appealing way. But at least some of what the book does, some of it's new and still jives with what's in the show, but there's a good amount of it that is, I think, really interesting backstory for so many of the things that you might see in the musical or sort of are accepted on stage. But in a book, we either found it was interesting or actually necessary to explain them. And that was great because so much of it, we had thought about it. We had talked about as a group, you know, so much of what makes it onto the stage, we had concocted these elaborate backstories and what Evan's family had, what had happened with Evan's family and what was Connor's story, all these things in our, that are part of the story in the world of Evan Hansen that just couldn't make it on stage. But it was all sitting there, and that was exciting to get to share some of what we had come up with Val, and some of that was used. And then the beautiful thing was Val creating a new backstory that hadn't been in our minds, but had in a way, because it was so right for the characters and so in line with how we viewed them, and yet something we had never thought of. And that was the most bizarre and wonderful experience, I think, was, you know, hearing some backstory that we had never thought of that Val explains in the book. And we're like, yes, that is what happened. That's must have been what happened, because that's the character that we know, and that's what would have happened. It's an eerie but a very singular experience.
Before the existence of the novel, do the actors who are playing these characters on Broadway and now on tour know the information that, like, should they now read this to learn about themselves?
That's a really interesting question. This is Benj. You know, I think that it's the actor's job to provide a lot of the backstory for whatever's going to help their performance. But hopefully what we have done is we've just enriched and supported what already exists on stage. And I think we've given each character a deeper sense of humanity, a deeper sense of self, because, you know, as Justin said, we have to be very economical about what we're allowed to do on stage. So, you know, we get more room to play. We get to really, really invest in backstory. And I think, you know, I think the actors, I think it would be fascinating for them to read it. But I guess it's up to them, really, you know, whatever helps their performance. But hopefully everything is really consistent within the world. One thing that was very important to us was we wanted to have the experience that you wouldn't really be able to separate the novel from the musical. You might say, you know, 2 years from now, oh, that musical that's based on the book, or that book that's based on the musical. And we hope that they really exist in the same world and that they both deepen the other experience.
The book is available. Some of you are going out on the road. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what the book tour will look like?
This is our first book tour. It's Val's second or third, so he's showing us the ropes. We're going to head down to D.C., and one of your colleagues, Ari Shapiro, we're going to talk to him about the book, and then my hometown of Philadelphia. We're going to head to Ann Arbor, where our college buddy, Darren Criss, is going to lead a conversation with us, and then we're headed, where are we headed then? Yeah, Chicago.
We're Cincinnati.
Salt Lake City, yeah. Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., and yeah, it's going to be a really, really fun time, and we can't wait to meet so many of the people that are already familiar with these characters and get to share the novel with them.
But Stephen, you're staying in the city because you have a new play in rehearsals.
Yes, that is correct. But the tour does sound more and more fun as they describe it, I have to say. But they're all performers and musicians, so I would have just sat there.
Played the shaker.
Yeah, I was offered a
Well, that is the thing. Obviously there will be, I think, the sort of typical lineup in our events. We'll talk about the book, talk with moderators, and have a discussion about that and read from the book. But the sort of extra little bonus is that the audience will be subjected to performances by us, including Val, of songs from the show. And so
we sort of are
doing it, aren't we?
The great fulfillment of our photo.
Dear Evan Hansen, the novel is available, published by Little Brown Books for young readers. Gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.
Val Emick has written Dear Evan Hansen, the novel, with Stephen Levinson, Benj Pasek, and Justin Paul. The book is available now and is published by Little Brown.
Dear Evan Hansen, today is going to be a good day. And here's why, because today at least you're you, and that's enough.
We see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever. Feels like we could go on for forever this way.
I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.